We praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be. Thou living us we filled with thee, thou in the Son expressed might be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The Lord Jesus proclaimed the liberty for all mankind when he announced in Luke 4:18 and 19, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to announce the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send away and release those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee." We have a very enjoyable radio program for you today, and my name is Matt Miller. I'm filling in for Chris Wilde. Chris is going to take a couple weeks off and get a rest. With us for today's radio program is Bob Danker. Welcome back, Bob.
It's always good to be here on the program, especially to consider this very enjoyable matter of the Jubilee.
Bob, we're in a review of the Gospel of Luke, which really has 4 main topics. Last week, on Chris's last program, he finished the first of these main topics, which is the incarnation, and then he began the second major aspect in Luke, which is the Jubilee. The third and fourth we'll cover in the next few weeks, which is resurrection and ascension. Okay, so let's cover the Jubilee today and also for the rest of this week. And Bob, would you like to give us a little introduction on today's word on the Jubilee?
Yes, this matter of the Jubilee, the more we consider it, Matt, is a very important revelation in the Bible, although it seems to be hidden there in Luke. You would hardly be able to understand its real significance for us as New Testament believers. But actually, everything in the Old Testament is applicable to us, the New Testament believers. And this matter of the Jubilee is no exception. In the Old Testament, we all know that when the children of Israel entered the good land, they divided the land among the tribes and among all the families. So every family had a portion of the land. But as circumstances would have it, after a time, some of the Israelites became quite poor and they had to sell their land. So they lost their possession. And not only that, some became so poor that they had to sell themselves to their brothers as slaves. So they lost not only their property, but they lost themselves. They lost their freedom, and they lost their family. Well, God had a wonderful provision for these kinds of poor Israelites so that they could get their family back and their possession, their land back, and that was the Jubilee. Every 50th year was a year of release in which every Israelite who had sold himself was released from his slavery, and every Israelite who had sold his land was returned to his land. This is a great matter, and it has a direct application to us in the New Testament.
Before we get into Witness Lee's first portion, Bob, I want to read some verses from Leviticus chapter 25, because they'll be the basis of our whole program today, and it's verses 8, 9, and 10. "And you shall count off 7 Sabbaths of years to yourself, 7 times 7 years, so that you shall have the time of 7 Sabbaths of years, that is 49 years. Then you shall sound aloud the ram's horn in the 7th month on the 10th day of the month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land. And you shall sanctify the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family." These are very important words, and the order and sequence, it's all very critical. So let's get to Witness Lee for our first portion today.
If you read Leviticus carefully, you find out in every 7 year will be a sabbatical year. That year will be no sowing, no reaping, no harvest. You don't work. Not only you don't work, even the land does not work for you. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. The sounding of Jubilee must be on the Day of Atonement, because the Jubilee must be based upon the redemption. Without redemption, how could there be any Jubilee? And in typology, the time of redemption was the Day of the Atonement on the 10th day of the 7th month. In what year? In the 49th year? Or in the 50th year? There should be the 7th month of the 49th year. Then after verse 9, verse 10 says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year. The sounding is in the 49th year. But the hallowing, the sanctifying, is not from the 49th year. It is from the 50th year. The sounding of the trumpet was a preparation. I tell you, Christ must die first. Then there was the real preaching of the gospel. Amen. The proclaiming of the gospel should be based upon the death of Christ, the redemption of Christ. Then the Jubilee begins from here onward, right? This means the preaching of the gospel should come first. Then the Jubilee follows. With many of us, of course, the preaching of the gospel came quite a time before we got saved. The preaching of the gospel came to us quite a time before we got the Jubilee. Many of us have gone through a preparation for salvation until you receive the salvation. Firstly, we heard the sounding of the Jubilee, yet we were not in until sometime. The time which is sanctified. In that time, you enter into Jubilee.
Bob, I think a lot of listeners are just like I am, and before this radio program, they never even thought about the difference between the trumpet blowing in the 49th year or the 50th year. This is quite a distinction that's very practical according to our experience, isn't it?
It really is, Matt. Actually, this is a good question. In which year was the blowing of the trumpet of the Jubilee? Well, actually, it was in the 49th year, in the 7th month, on the 10th day. That was the Day of Atonement. This is very significant, Matt, because as we read the New Testament, especially the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we can see that until the Lord died on the cross and resurrected, that means until he had accomplished redemption, there was no real preaching of the gospel. But as soon as the Lord had finished his redeeming death and had entered into his resurrection, he commissioned his disciples and sent them out to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation even, and to all men. This preaching of the gospel is the reality of the sounding of the trumpet of the Jubilee. And in the Old Testament, the trumpet sounded on the Day of Atonement. And in the New Testament, the gospel is proclaimed after Christ accomplishes his redemption. Now, when we hear the gospel preached, what we are hearing is the sounding of the trumpet of the Jubilee. But it might be that when we first hear the gospel, we didn't believe the gospel. There was a period of time between the time that we first heard it and the time that we actually believed in the Lord Jesus and entered into the Jubilee ourselves. Well, this is exactly what is portrayed in the Old Testament. There's a period of time between the sounding of the trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month in the 49th year, and the actual beginning of the Jubilee on the first day of the 50th year. This relates and corresponds to our experience, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It certainly does mine.
Me too. I remember going to a crusade when I was in high school, and I walked away from there with a definite decision that I wasn't going to make a decision. And that's very similar. I heard the trumpet blowing, but I was not in the 50th year yet. I was still in the 49th year in the 7th month and the 10th day.
That's right, Matt. And actually, the time that we enter into the 50th year or the year of Jubilee or the day that we believed in the Lord Jesus was a day sanctified by God. Only God knew that day. And we did come to that day, praise the Lord. And so now we have entered into the New Testament Jubilee.
Very good. That's how Witness Lee closed the section, that we've heard the Jubilee, but we didn't enter into it until God brought us to that sanctified moment.
That's right, Matt.
In fact, our prayer before this program was today is that the Lord would use this program to bring many listeners to not just hear the sound of the trumpet, but also be brought into that sanctified moment. Okay, Bob, let's go on to the second portion today with Witness Lee. And before we do it, I want to read a couple verses from Leviticus chapter 25, verses 39 through 41, because there's two major sections to the matter of the Jubilee. The first one is being returned to our possessions. The second major item of the Jubilee is that you're freed from slavery. So those verses are in verse 39 through 41 of chapter 25. And if your brother beside you becomes poor, and he sells himself to you, you shall not make him serve as a slave. He shall be beside you as a hired servant, as a sojourner. He shall serve beside you until the year of Jubilee. Then he shall go out from you, he and his children with him, and return to his own family, and he shall return to the possession of his forefathers. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
If you read Leviticus 25, there is the word saying, after you sell yourself right away, even the same year, or the latest, the next year, you have to redeem yourself. Do your best to redeem yourself. If you can't do it in this year, try to do it the next year. If not, try the third year. If not, the fourth year. If not, the fifth year. Try every year. If not, hallelujah,
Amen.
The 50th year will come.
Amen.
That will be Jubilee.
Amen.
You don't need to redeem yourself. Jubilee releases you.
Amen.
It's quite meaningful. This indicates what? Indicates since man fell, that means man sold himself as a slave. In the Bible, God wanted man to try to redeem himself. Man tried today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, the fourth day, the fifth day. That means man tried in the dispensation of innocence. It didn't work. Then man tried in the dispensation of the conscience. That didn't work. Then man tried in the dispensation of human government. Man tried again and again and again in every dispensation, whichever dispensation, that didn't work. Right? Hallelujah. Then the dispensation of grace came.
Amen.
And the dispensation of grace is the 50th year. The 50th year is like this. You try to redeem yourself. You didn't make it. You tried, you tried, you tried. You never made it. But now the gospel come to you. That means the trumpeting of the Jubilee come to you. The more you got lost, the more joy you enjoy when you receive the sounding of the Jubilee.
Bob, until the coming of Christ, we could not make it. Not only in history man couldn't make it, but in our experience we couldn't make it. But praise the Lord for the dispensation of grace.
I certainly agree with that, Matt. This is a wonderful section here of Witness Lee's speaking. This shows us that at the time of the fall, man sold himself as a slave to sin, and he lost his possession. And the possession that man lost was actually God himself. Before man fell into sin, God was man's enjoyment. God was everything to man. God was man's prize possession, and man had freedom. But when he took the tree of knowledge, he sold himself into sin and became a slave, and he lost God as his enjoyment. What a terrible situation man was in. And then, throughout all the history of the Old Testament, before the coming of Christ, man was trying to do everything that he could to, in a sense, redeem himself. That means to get himself released from his slavery to sin. But he was not successful. And man was trying to come back to God so that he could have God again as his enjoyment. But there was no way for him to succeed until Christ came. Then, when Christ came, he announced the coming of the Jubilee. And this Jubilee is actually the entire New Testament age, the age of grace. The very age in which we are living now is the 50th year, the year of Jubilee. So throughout the entire age of grace, which has now been going on 2,000 years, man has the opportunity to hear the sounding of the trumpet, that is to hear the gospel, the glad tidings, that through his death on the cross, Christ has released us from bondage, and now we are able to return to God and to the enjoyment of God. This is a great gospel, glad tidings to us. This is the sounding of the trumpet. Now, during this age, the age of grace, mankind, who could not redeem himself before, now has the opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus and to enter into the Jubilee. Actually, we need to do it in this age, because in the next age, that will be the age of the kingdom, and there will be no opportunities for man to repent and believe. So today, this age, while we're still alive in the age of grace, this is the time for us to hear the gospel and to believe the gospel so that we can be released from bondage and come back to God in Christ as our possession for our enjoyment.
Wonderful. Bob, I'm so happy we could participate in the blowing of this silver trumpet.
I am too, Matt.
Well, Bob, let's go on to our final portion with Witness Lee today. I think he's going to give us a very good example of an opium smoker in China who entered into the Jubilee in an experiential way.
Years ago, I met an ex-opium smoker. He has been smoking opium over 40 years. One day, he got released.
Amen.
That was a real Jubilee. He always brought two pictures of himself. One picture of an opium smoker and one picture of a Christian. The opium smoker was skinny, poor, ugly, and the Christian was husky. Always in the public, he would jump up. He would say, "Hey, I'd like to show you two pictures. Do you like this one? Or you like this one?" People said, "We would like the second one." He said, "The second one is me. Look. And the first one was me as a smoker of opium." He was happy. He just gave us a testimony of Jubilee.
Amen.
Jubilee has a blessing which no one can reach by oneself. You couldn't make it. Jubilee comes from God. God returns you. God returns you. I was saved when I was 19. I sure can testify. I tried. I was raised up in Christianity. I was taught with much of the Bible. I knew how to be good. And I knew I had to be good. I tried. I couldn't make it. I tried. I tried to turn to God. I didn't make it. I tried again and again. Then one day came. That was my Jubilee.
Amen.
That was God coming in. He brought in the Jubilee to me. As a captive, I got captured. He returned me. I came back to God as my possession, as my enjoyment. I also got freed from my slavery. In the New Testament, you do have these two items of the great blessings of the gospel. That is, God returning us to himself as a possession. And also, God sets us free.
Amen.
From a bunker.
God sets us free from our bondage.
Wonderful, Matt.
This is very wonderful.
They are. This picture of the opium smoker, which Witness Lee gives here, really, we could give our own testimony here. Before we believed in the Lord, we were slaves to various things, various desires, various forms of bondage. But when we heard the gospel, then we believed and we were released. We were released from bondage and we entered into the enjoyment of the Lord. It was God who came in there. We could do nothing for ourselves. Even we had tried, but it was impossible for us to help ourselves. So God came to bring us the Jubilee. This is a wonderful word here. So the Jubilee is of God. It is not of man.
Amen.
Just as it was here in Leviticus 25, it was God who instituted this wonderful thing called the Jubilee. Now that we have believed in the Lord and we have entered into the Jubilee, we need to treasure what we have as those who have been released from all kinds of bondage and have now been returned to God as our enjoyment. This Jubilee is a precious thing. Our freedom and our possession are precious to us. We should not allow anything to enslave us again. As Paul said in Corinthians, he said, all things are lawful, but I will not be in bondage to anything.
Hmm.
Anything that brings us into bondage, we should stay away from, because this is to return to our former situation before we believed in the Lord. We should not let anything carry us away from the enjoyment of Christ. In fact, we should always seek to have more of the enjoyment of Christ, because God has brought us into the Jubilee, and to enjoy it as much as we can.
Saved from bondage, enjoying Christ. That's the Jubilee. And I think earlier in a program, I remember Witness Lee saying that the Jubilee was the governing principle to understand the entire Gospel of Luke. And I think without this vision in Luke, how would you understand that picture back in Leviticus?
It would be impossible, Matt. And actually, the Jubilee should be the reality of our entire Christian life in this age. And then the next age, the kingdom age, will be more enjoyment of the Jubilee. And then eternity in the New Jerusalem will be the uttermost enjoyment of the Jubilee. There we will have absolutely no bondage, and we will enjoy our God to the uttermost for eternity.
I wish we had more time to talk about the Jubilee, but our time has run out. Special time we've had with you today, Bob, and thank you very much for being with us. Our time's up. This is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee.